You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Absolute savagery on the field in Dallas. Unfortunately, a Paul cast over with the Aiden Hutchinson injury. 248-539-9797. Guitar Champ and Chump nominations. It's an interesting Monday to process a win where you lose one of your best players for the season. Kang, I haven't got your thoughts. Were you able to enjoy the game after the Hutch injury?
No, not nearly as much, of course. I mean, yeah, this one hurts. And of course, the Lions are going to pick themselves up and move on. And that's just the mentality and the DNA of this team. Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, I don't have any doubt about that. But you can't ignore that this guy was maybe going to win the Defensive Player of the Year. He's your best defensive player. I know they have a lot of playmakers on defense, Brian Branch and Ali McNeil, but Aiden Hutchinson was the one guy that consistently put pressure on the quarterback. Now, Aaron Glenn's going to have to scheme up some things, and maybe Brad Holmes makes a move, subtle or not. You know, I imagine they definitely bring somebody in, but yeah, this is a big blow, but teams deal with this every single year. The Lions are going to be hopefully the next one that deal with something like this and survive and move on and win it all anyways. So, but yeah, it wasn't the same after that, especially when they had already broken the soul of the Cowboys at
totally.
That point. And yeah, I'm not saying that he shouldn't have been playing, but really, he didn't even need to play. That's how bad they were killing the Cowboys.
It was amazing because at halftime, one of my notes was the second half is an exercise in getting everybody out of there healthy. And did not happen. Did not happen. And now, and I mean, even after that, I mean, Jared at one point tucks it under and starts to run. And I'm like, get out of bounds, slide.
You don't have to do that.
Yep.
Just showing off the wheels.
However, I mean, they still look like an absolute dominant football team. Now, I think a lot of it had to do, I think that was one part Lions, one part Dallas. Dallas is a team and an organization right now that's on the brink of absolute collapse. And they had a bunch of injuries. Yeah, it was fun to see. but it was absolute savagery what the Lions did to Dallas. I mean, you talk about
they've given up a million points at home, too, the Cowboys this year.
They haven't won a game. Like, they lost that game last year in the playoffs.
They got destroyed last year
and
against Green Bay.
And haven't won at home since. They were undefeated last year at home. Is that four in a row or five in a row they've lost at home? And they had that stat that they've trailed by double digits in each one of those games at halftime.
Well, it's a good thing they spent $60 million a year on a quarterback.
Yeah, right. 248-539-9797. John in Midland. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you guys?
What's up?
Hey, I just want to know, when are the Lions going to get some respect and actually get some calls made for them? Like that Tim Patrick catch down the sideline where the defender clearly ran into him. And then also the one at the start of the second quarter with Gibbs, where the defender clearly was grabbing Gibbs's hand as he's running down the line, the numbers. I mean, haven't the Lions earned enough to get the respect to get some calls during this season? I think that, and that was early in the game, and I was like, oh, here we go.
Well, they may have. Terry and Arnold didn't get called for interference on, was this the first time all season he hasn't been called for interference? But I thought there was one that maybe they could have called him on. It looked like he was going over the back on a play that was about to slant back across.
It was a fourth down, yeah.
There were a couple calls I thought that maybe the referees could have called against the Lions that they didn't. However, the plays you cited, John, I'm on board. I had it in my notes too. That was crap. The Tim Patrick reception, it was awesome. Downfield, another downfield throw.
Yeah.
But he was clearly being mauled. And maybe it's just a situation where the referee's like, look, I could throw a flag on here if it's incomplete, but he caught the ball. I don't need to throw the flag. Let's just move on.
Well, even then, I think to give us fans some support that the refs are going to call it legit, he still should have thrown the flag, and it would have been declined, obviously. But it's like, give us some hope, because here I'm thinking, we're in Dallas. It's the same old problem of the refs. Somehow the Lions getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah, but John, 47-9.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Don't care.
I thought a lot of the calls on the Lions were legit. Their defense commits a lot of penalties. I think they made the comment during the game, the Lions defense leads the league in penalties committed. Some of it's the price of doing business, so how they're trying to play. Some of it's Terrion Arnold being a rookie and not getting any calls. But also, I mean, look, I listened to, I think it was Aaron Glenn's news conference on Thursday, and he made the comments about, hey, look, he's in the right spot. Amik Robertson said the same thing. This is a guy with a ton of talent that just needs to get used to how the game is officiated at this level. He'll
be fine. He's going to be good. He's going to be really good.
248-539-9797. Time for our Champ and Chump. We do it every Monday. My champ is Ben Johnson. I absolutely love the way this guy operates. You know, listening to him last week, I love his commitment to this team, this organization, his ability to feed all the mouths. And also, I mean, send a message. Yesterday was we're winning the game and sending a message at the same time, which is he was going to get an offensive lineman in the end zone. Even if it didn't work, this was an FU game plan.
Did he overdo it?
Yes, and I loved it.
I mean, unfortunately, he didn't get a score out of any of those plays, but I mean, it was interesting. And I'm like, he's going to try it again. I know he's going to try to get this in. And mm-hmm. I thought maybe even at the end of the game that it was if Hooker had gotten him downfield, that maybe they would do that. My champ is Brian Branch. Look, he got a game ball for a reason. Two picks, a forced fumble. He had six tackles, absolutely all over the place. Damn near had a sack as well. This guy is putting the NFL on notice. It's something we've already, as a fan base and as members in the media, we've noticed from basically moment one that Brian Branch can be special. Yesterday, he let everybody know that he is special. He's great.
My chump of the weekend, Gator, you and I try to not have the same champ and chump. Maybe not this week. My chump is just Dallas. I hope the Lions don't have to play in that stadium for another decade. It feels like even when we should have the ultimate satisfaction of what happened in Dallas, something happens.
Yeah, and my chump is Jerry World. It continues to be a house of horrors, even with the Lions winning a dominating performance like they did. The Hutch injury just adds to the lore of a long list of things that have gone wrong in that awful place. I'm with you. They don't need to play there anytime soon.
248-539-9797. Get your champ and chump votes in. Back to your phone calls. John is in Canton and next on 97.1. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Good victory Monday morning.
It is.
I just wanted to say my champ is going to be Adrian Hutchinson, just because he's the man, and just hope that, you know, want him to get healed up and come back strong. And the chump I would say is Jerry Jones. just so glad to see him sitting there in his box and just getting owned by us.
I'm shocked he didn't fire his coach. In the five minutes after the game or today, he says he's not going to. But I thought for sure that was coming.
Well, they are. Don't they go into a bye week this week?
Yeah,
we'll see. He did have a cake. It was his birthday.
I could see the thought bubble above his head. It was saying, "I'm not paying for this. What the hell is this?"
Yeah.
You know. But the other thing, other point I want to make is there another NFL team that's more entertaining to watch than the Lions?
Well, I got to tell you, I would imagine today is a Monday where a lot of fans in Dallas are going, could an announcing crew have loved the opponent anymore? Because that's all that Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhart were talking about was how great, how much fun the Lions are. And I'm thinking to myself, they're 100% correct, unless you're a Dallas fan, in which case it's the least fun thing you've ever watched.
Hearing Brady go, wow, that's like, you know.
Well, I tell you, the one thing I loved about yesterday's game is that one of the complaints that is often lodged at Jared Goff is his inability to throw downfield, the perceived inability to throw downfield. Did he answer that at all yesterday?
There
were at least three passes he just threw downfield. They had the one to Tim Patrick, the touchdown to Jamo, the touchdown to Laporta. These are perfect strikes. You know, the guy can throw. Enough of that stupid narrative. He can absolutely throw.
Jamo, huge threat. They got to put somebody on him every time. I mean, he'll outrun him, and boom, he's gone.
I don't love that he dropped the pass, but I absolutely loved that they went right back to him, and that was clearly intentional. That was a play call with intent.
Yep.
Yes, he dropped the pass, and it's going to happen right back to him. let's get this. And by the way, the second catch was way harder than the first catch.
Yeah. And the first one, if he hadn't dropped it, man, there was
probably
some space.
Would have scored.
There was some space.
If he would have caught that first pass, the next play was going to go to Frank Ragnow. So he kind of messed that up. But since he dropped it, Goff's like, all right, I'm going back to him just to prove a point here. We know we can catch the ball. Yep. It's fine. The Lions have released a statement, by the way, on Hutch.
Yeah, let's hear it.
According to the Lions, his statement is Aiden Hutchinson underwent successful surgery to repair a fractured tibia and fibula at Baylor White Medical Center in Irving, Texas last night. He will return to Detroit this week and is expected to make a full recovery. There is no timeline for his return.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Turn to play at this time.
Okay, so they haven't ruled him out for Minnesota Sunday.
He's listed as questionable.
Yeah. Oh, man. I mean, you hope clean break, that there were no strained ligaments or anything like that that would delay things, but who knows? I would not. I don't expect. Haven't they already kind of said that he's basically gone for the year, like yesterday?
Well, there's started some, if you do the timetable on it, it's a possibility he could be back in time for the Super Bowl. But even then, what would he be?
There's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, look, you got to get there, and there's a lot of football to be played, and there's going to be more tough injuries to deal with. This is just one of the toughest possible. 248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback, champ and chump votes. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, The Ticket.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app